And now back to the news. The COVID-19 pandemic continues to feature in the news. On the disturbing side, the evening news reports every day on the latest infection rates. These have more than doubled in Norwich in the last week, and the most recent figure is 97.5 cases per 100,000 people. This is by far the highest figure in Norfolk, but less than half the average for England. The Director of Public Health for Norfolk has warned that the county is 3 weeks away from a third wave. However, it seems that it is not as serious as past waves, as there are far few serious cases expected because of the high levels of vaccinations. As a result, there are many reports of life returning to normal. KLM are resuming flights from Norwich. A new music festival is launching at a Norfolk brewery. The city is raring to go on Freedom Day, now expected to be July the 19th. The Norfolk Showground has already welcomed crowds back for its summer fair. The COVID vaccination drive has been supported by a Canaries defender. Here is Don with the warning from the Norfolk Director of Public Health.
Norfolk's recent increase in coronavirus cases is now sustained, and the county is 3 weeks away from seeing the higher levels elsewhere in the country. That is the view of the county's Director of Public Health, Dr. Louise Smith. She warned that there were early signs of a third wave of COVID in Norfolk, despite the county being at a significantly lower rate of infection. Now, Dr. Smith said that health bosses in the county were particularly certain that the rise is sustained. She said, "I think there is a combination of factors causing this. I think perhaps young people are more likely to be meeting up in groups or attending education." With the end of the academic year looming, Dr. Smith said the best approach for schools to take would be to hold end-of-year functions outdoors, where possible, and continue with regular testing.
The boss of Norwich Airport said the first flight leaving for Amsterdam since coronavirus stopped the service last year had made it a feel-good Friday. Richard Pace, managing director, stood on the runway to see off the first KLM City Hopper to leave Norwich since last December. Just 23 passengers were on board the 100-seater plane, but Mr. Pace was remaining optimistic. It marks the restart of the Norwich-Amsterdam service, with one flight a day aiming to build back up to the usual four. And it comes as the government has added 14 new destinations to its green list, including Mallorca, due to start a service from Norwich on July the 6th. Mr. Pace said, "I got up and it felt like a normal Friday, the end of the week, but just this one flight has given everyone an uplift. We've lost millions and we've had to make about one third of our workforce redundant. But we are now recruiting staff and asking those people to come back." Flights are scheduled to resume from Norwich to Jersey on June the 29th, Palma, Mallorca on July the 6th, and Edinburgh and Exeter on July the 12th.
A new music festival is launching at a Norfolk brewery this summer, offering great beers and beets alongside tasty street food. Eastfields will take place in the field of Wildcraft Brewery in Buxton on Saturday, July the 31st, and it will run from 12 p.m. until late. The family-friendly event has been organised by brewery directors Mike Deal and Mark Goodman, with Scott George, who runs the East House Music Nights in Norwich. The lineup will feature acts from the deep and classic house and disco genres, with DJs Aroop, Roy, Scott Matthews, Jagged, GCXS, Hippology Sounds, Louis Dexter, the George Brothers, fidget and saxophonist Phil Marshall will also be playing. Mr. George, 46, from Sproulston, said, "I have worked with the majority of the acts in the past, and most of them are local. Arup Roy is coming up from London and has played for me before at Gonzo's Tea Room, and he does a fantastic electric set with a jazzy carnival feel. People keep talking about Freedom Day, July the 19th. This is a weekend near to that and a fantastic opportunity to enjoy yourself and forget about recent times. But it will be as much about the beers as the great music, with Wildcraft Brewery offering 8 to 12 on tap, alongside local gin, cider, rum and more. And there will also be street food vendors."
It is time to head back to Norwich for good. That was the message from government, after Boris Johnson confirmed that Freedom Day would be going ahead on July the 19th. The Prime Minister confirmed that all restrictions would be lifted in a fortnight, as the UK learns to live with the virus. The news was welcomed, albeit cautiously, by businesses across the city. Richard Chisnell, owner of the Fat Fox Pizza Den on Prince of Wales Road, was aiming to open the conjoining business cocktail bar, Sherbet Lemon, on June the 21st, but put it back until all restrictions are lifted. Following a soft launch on July the 17th, he will open the venue for good on July the 22nd, saying, "I cannot wait to open. We've got bills coming out, but no money coming into the till. At some point, we had to reopen the economy, or we'd start losing even more businesses." Mr. Chisnell was echoed by Phil Cutter of historic pub The Murderers on Timber Hill, who said, "I am nervously holding my breath that this could be the return we've all been waiting for. It'll be absolutely brilliant to see people back at the bar." And July 19th marks the end of the work from home mandate. This will be good news not just for workers keen to get back into the hubbub of their office, but also for the High Street as a whole.
A major venue has held its first event since lockdown, as thousands have gathered to celebrate all things Norfolk. The Norfolk Showground welcomed back crowds on Saturday for its summer fair, marking the first event at the venue since lockdown. Roughly 30 local food and drink producers had stands at the event, while acts including the Rogue Shanty Boys and Nebulous Sun provided entertainment, and heritage displays were held by groups including the Starting Handle Club. Mark Nicholas, Managing Director of the Royal Norfolk Agricultural Association, RNAA, said it was an important moment in the showground's fight back after coronavirus. Despite a rainy start to Saturday, the clouds parted and crowds were able to enjoy a sunny afternoon. "We are absolutely delighted," Mr. Nicholas said. "It's a flagship event as we come out of COVID. It's really nice to see several thousand people enjoying the open space and the entertainment and traders at the summer fair. It's the first event since lockdown, and the RNAA is delighted to be leading the way." He said food and drink producers at the event had proved popular, with most attractive queues of people keen to sample woods and pick up their lunch. Mr. Nicholas said they had clearly worked closely with Clare Company, a local community interest company, to put on the entertainment. The fair comes after months of uncertainty for large event organisers, with the government's roadmap having been delayed on its final step, which was finally planned for June the 21st. "We have all become used to being comfortable with uncertainty," Mr. Nicholas said. We have always prepared events for steep for three restrictions from May the 17th in case the rules were extended. So when they were, it did not have an impact and we could go ahead. Food and drink producers, which were present at the fair, including Proudly Norfolk, which represents local traders, Fat Cow, Walnut Tree Distillery, Wild Night Distillery, the Jam Jar, Ram Bam Crepe, and many more. Artist John Cornish, who is known for swapping a brush for a screwdriver, was also there to enjoy to display his work, along with Ruddy Muddy, who creates his artwork on dirty vans.
Canaries defender Ben Gibson is supporting Norfolk and Waveney's vaccination drive by calling on everyone aged over 18 to come forward and get their COVID jabs. In a video message shared on social media, Ben says, "I have had my COVID-19 jab. If you are over the age of 18, please, please go out and get your vaccination done." Melanie Craig, Chief Executive of NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group, said, "We would like to thank Norwich City Football Club and Ben Gibson for lending their support to our vaccination campaign. Getting the vaccine is our best defence against COVID-19, with the jabs saving thousands of lives already. According to data published today by NHS England and NHS Improvement, 88% of people aged over 18 in Norfolk and Waveney have received their first dose, compared to 83% of adults in England. Some 69% of people aged over 18 in Norfolk and Waveney have received two doses of COVID-19 vaccine, compared to 61% of adults in England. More than 1 million doses of vaccine have been given in Norfolk and Waveney. Norfolk and Waveney has got off to a flying start with vaccinations for younger people, with 52% of 18 to 24-year-olds having received their first dose.